It's time for another round of This or That.
Here you go, Jordan.
Thank you. Okay. This or That. Date someone your family despises, but your friends love. Or date someone your family loves, but your friends despise.
Do we need to go into the details as to why
one
of the parties despises the person you like?
No, I just think like it's a general, like, do you want, like, you meet someone or you know someone and you just don't like them and you don't know why, but you just don't like them? It might be that situation.
Okay. That's a tough one.
Yeah, then it makes it tougher.
Yeah.
Okay. But again, you know, like, whose approval are you more, do you hold more highly?
Your parents or your friends?
Okay, so say parents or friends.
Who you want to have
their approval, yeah.
Okay. All
right. On a count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Parents.
Yeah, but I had mine with an asterisk. Okay, so you said friends, Sonia.
Well, you know my story, though, because this comes from a personal thing. My parents didn't approve of my husband, right? And the reason they didn't approve of him is not because he's some sort of badass, like, you know, criminal.
He's a great guy.
He's a dope guy, but the only problem was because he was white. So it took a long time. It was a process. It took about a year and a half for my parents to officially accept him.
Yeah.
You know, from dating to finally getting married. And then they came around after a couple of months of being married. They were like, oh, okay, yeah, no, he's actually awesome. Now he's the favorite.
Yeah.
And my friends always have loved him. But my group of friends is a bit different than the average person. I also have had the same core group of friends. There's 8 of us that have known each other since like kindergarten, grade 2 and grade 8. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we've all been around each other's lives for so long.
And they know you better than you.
Yeah, totally. So, for that reason. But otherwise, if it wasn't based on race or any, like, if it wasn't based on being racist, I would say, yeah, my parents are important too. But because it comes to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you hear family sometimes, like, breaking apart or having this huge rift in them just because of, you know, relationships, and, you know, they don't approve of someone, or the person doesn't get along with your parents. And I mean, I can't imagine what that world is like. And again, I think it all depends on what that reason is. And that's why I think it's such a hard question to answer, like, black or white, if it's going to be the approval of your friends or your family, because it all depends on that reason why.
Exactly.
And it depends on who your friends are too, right?
Yes.
Your friends may not be those lifelong friends who know you that well. They may be interested in different things or have different visions for what you consider your happiness.
Totally, or doesn't like the person because, you know, who knows, whatever reason. Like, maybe they have a crush on them. Jealousy is an ugly thing, you know, and that could play into part. So, yeah, in that case, I wouldn't want my friend's opinion.
The way I look at it is you don't pick your family. So they have to like the person or grow to like the person that you're dating. You can pick your friends. You can get rid of friends. You can make new friends. You can do all that stuff. If your friends don't like them, it's kind of like, not too bad.
Your mom is listening right now, so happy. That's right, Jordan. If I don't like them, send them back.
She's like, okay, you've earned yourself another month of free rent. Good job.
Good job.
Good boy.
Good boy.
What the?
Here's a treat.
Here's a treat.
Oh, my. I'm not a dog.